Yellow Block
Love Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Thank you for calling Street Talk. I'm your host, Miss Reddy. Our number is 310-982-4126. Thank you all for calling on tonight. We're having an open discussion. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I ask that you all please place your phones on mute if you're not speaking so that we do not hear your background noises. I have a few callers online on tonight. I would just like to tell you all, start the show off by telling you all that we are free to speak. We are free to say whatever is on your mind. There's no profanity. And I would like, if I call your numbers by the last four digits of your numbers, that's how I am communicating with you all on Street Talk. Hello, listeners. How are you on tonight? 7673, can you please introduce yourself, please?
Real Talking Bubba.
Hello, Real Talking Bubba. How are you on tonight?
Doing all right.
All right. Caller 3563, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Can you tell me your name, please?
Miss B.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad that you all called in on tonight. We've been having a couple of shows where we've been talking about relationships and things of that nature. We've been also speaking about friendships and what it takes to be a friend. We've been talking about children. Raising children and things of that nature. I spoke with one lady on today, and we spoke about, they was talking about people are trying to put God back into the schoolhouses, teaching, I guess, Bible principles inside the schoolhouses. And so she wanted to know if on tonight I could speak about that and to see if anybody, what people's mindset was on about putting Bible teachings back inside the schoolhouses. Do y'all think it's a positive thing, a negative thing, or how would you all react to it if you all were given that situation with your children? Would anybody like to start off by talking? Real Talking Bubba. If your kids were told it's okay to talk in schools about Bible principles and things of that nature, would you think that would be okay?
No, not really. That's something you do at the house. And they go to school to learn what the basics for life is. So really putting a church in the school? No, not really. I don't think so. But no, I'm saying that's something that should be going on in every household, the Bible and the teachings of the Bible with your kids. That's what parents should be doing, instilling what goes on in the Bible.
That's what I'm saying. You can finish it. Go ahead.
Before it's going on, like taking it, like, into the school? No. I don't think it should be in the school.
I think they really should put church back in the school, though. Because the reason I feel like they should put church back in... Oh, and excuse me, my name is Mr. Glory.
Okay.
I feel like they should put church back in the school. The reason I feel like they should put church back in the school is because it had a reason behind it. When they took church out of school, the kids started carrying guns to school. There's things started happening in the school that shouldn't have been happening. And that all happened when they started taking church outside of the schools.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. What do y'all mean by putting church in? What do y'all mean by putting?
Hold on just a second. This is Street Talk. let me go one by one and ask you all. Okay, so Glory, you said that you feel like they do, but when I say church, I don't mean just church. I mean
you talking about
Bible.
Praying.
I feel like they should pray
in the schools. I feel like they should pray in the schools, you know, because prayer changes people. Prayer keeps people safe. Prayer carries people through from day to day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people don't realize that because a lot of people losing their faith. You know what I'm saying? And that's where this world is going wrong. But, you know, in the Bible, it says when God was getting ready to come back, people was going to lose their faith in him anyway because they're not able to see his face.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Go ahead, real fucking bubble.
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like praying. Praying in school, like, you know, like for different situations, something go on or anything like that, yeah, I understand that. But, like, just actually, like, just taking the Bible into school because you got different churches, you got different beliefs.
Prepare back to school.
Somebody's having background noises that we can hear. And so we can't hear the person that's talking. So I need you all to just go inside an area where we can hear everyone talk clearly. Okay, real talking bubble, you can continue.
All right, this is what I'm saying right here. Now, when you start, that's why you have Bible study. That's why you have different things like that at church, and then, you know, you got people with different beliefs, so you shouldn't bring that into school. Now, I understand, like, if something happens to somebody, everybody, you know what I'm saying, bow their head and pray for a person, I understand that. But, you know what I'm saying, it's a difference between, that's why I want to know what you mean by bringing the Bible into school, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on just a second, let me clarify that. They're not saying bring church inside the school. They're saying Bible principles, some literature for kids to read, for kids to understand how they're supposed to live their lives. No matter what religion it is, we still all serve one God. Jehovah God is who we all serve. And I'm not saying teach them religion. I think that people are saying tell them something about Jehovah God. Tell them about Almighty God.
Yeah.
Let them know that it's a certain way to carry yourself. What do you all think about, okay, we all know that there are different religions, but I'm saying just blankly putting Bible teachings inside kids, instilling, I know how you said that you believe that every household is supposed to teach it, and you're right, but I'm saying like putting some form of word inside the schoolhouses, period, like telling like a kid, making a kid, because you can go to some kids and they don't even know who God is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So call it at 763. Hold on, starting from the top, call it at 763. What do you feel like about at least saying, introducing the Bible to a child or letting them know who God is inside school? What do you feel?
This real talking Bible, that's my number. But yeah, I agree with that. That's real good. But what I'm saying is you gotta limit it because you know you got different beliefs and you got you know what I'm saying, you got people that feel different ways. You know what I'm saying? So it's a certain way that you have to go about that instead of just It's hard for me to say. Hold on. It's like
okay, three.
You know,
okay, gather your thoughts. I'm gonna go to caller 3563. What do you think about what they're saying? 3563. What do you feel? Okay, Mr. Glory at 6117. What do you feel?
It's 6117. It's Miss Jada on the line. I feel like it would be a good idea to put the Bible back in school and teach the children, because if we don't teach the children, then we are held accountable when they do the wrong thing. We have to teach them what the Bible says in order for them to govern themselves accordingly. And if we teach them what it says, no one should feel any type of way, because everybody will be governing themselves accordingly.
Okay, I understand what you're saying about that. You're totally correct on that. What does the Bible really teach? Let's start a little bit about that. What do you all feel like the Bible really teaches? Like, tell me, what do y'all feel like they should share with the kids if they decided it? Like, you know, like, how would they go about introducing it to the kids? What is the truth about God, you know?
They should teach them, like, things about, like, the Ten Commandments, that I should not steal, that I should honor thy mother, thy father, that I should not commit adultery, that I should not bear false witness. They should teach them, you know, how did this world begin, really? You know, instead of scientists putting a myth inside our kids' head, teach them about what the world's going to go through when he get ready to come back. It should teach them all of the basic morals of life, David and Goliath, and how strong God can really work with you against bullies.
Okay. Real talking,
Bubba. I agree with it. But also, you gotta have the right teachers that's gonna teach that, because you can't just take a Bible scripture and just think you're gonna just be able to teach a kid your own understanding of what the Bible says, because the Bible has scriptures that back up scriptures that back up scriptures that makes facts. You can't just actually just go in and say you're going to teach this to a child and you're going to use your own understanding. You can't do that. You got to have the right teacher that's going to instill that into that child. So you can't just actually go around just, that's why I say, what do you mean by putting the Bible back in school? You know what I'm saying? Bible principles in school. So you know what I'm saying? That's why I say it should start from home. It should start from the home first, and then you got to, that's just like if your child is going to go to a field trip, what do? They send a letter to the house, you know what I'm saying, to ask, you know what I'm saying, get permission, you know what I'm saying? So it starts from the house first before you do anything in the school.
That's what I'm saying. Most people are so, you know, in a box and scared to allow their kids to teach, you know what I'm saying, to learn from different people what the Bible is teaching, because they're afraid what the person is going to tell their children. But if a person teaches directly from the book itself, you know, then it should be a problem with them telling them what the Bible teaches, as long as it's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Because everybody
gains their own understanding from the Bible once they read it, you know. And I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's a positive thing to actually go and say, hey, the kids should go and at least be introduced to their higher power, because maybe people will learn, you know, kids will probably learn more respect and things of that nature. You know, kids will, you know, won't be so foreign to the Bible and, you know, understand what God is, and so many kids won't be going on the bad roads. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of our kids that are lost nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And I have a new caller on at 87. Can you introduce yourself on tonight? Hello, how are you?
What's going on? It's Doughboy.
Hey, Doughboy, how are you?
I'm just making it. What's going on, y'all?
We're online right now.
Late.
Okay, that's fine. We're always glad to hear your call. We're speaking about people were speaking about introducing the Bible, just bringing the Bible principles back into schoolhouses, you know, and a couple of people were saying, y'all could, a couple of people were saying that they feel like the Bible should not be introduced to school. You know, you don't want everybody to kid the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It should be taught at home. But it was some people online, a couple of people online saying that they feel like it should be introduced in school because if they're learning at least who Jehovah is, then they wouldn't be so foreign to it. What do you feel on tonight?
You know what, I totally agree. It's like, remember that conversation we had a few months ago, about 2 or 3 months ago, and we were talking about if a certain situation was taught in school during the class, the kids would know more. You know what I'm saying? That if you at least give it to one, you know, one class, it ain't got to be something that they got to study every day, which you need them to study it. You know what I'm saying? Or make it a part of their curriculum. You know, because if you don't know something, you ain't going to be wise to it. You know, people can tell you all the time. You know what I'm saying? Remember when I told you, like, if you don't, somebody knows something that's good for them and they don't want to take it, what did I say you got to do to them?
Remember,
they don't want to take it. Sometimes you got to cock their head back and give it to them when they don't even want it. Even though you know it's going to heal them. Sometimes people get the things that they don't want.
Yes, like the naked truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the naked truth. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't give it to you, they put it this way. Don't it tell you in the Bible, if you know something about something, a man is supposed to get that information on today because tomorrow may be too late.
Am I right or am I wrong?
So if I know something about it today and I withhold it from you today and I know it and tomorrow you're supposed to add it, it may be too late. So I got to tell you why it's on my mind. That's my job, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand that. If I don't know the I know something that's right, morally right, and I don't tell you, who the hell accountable? Me, because I knew.
Okay, I understand that because that's what I was talking about. Okay, you know, they say that in the Bible, it says, how does God feel about what the Bible is? I mean, it says, how does God feel about what is going on in the world and in your life? It said, well, the Bible teaches that God is a lover of justice in Psalm 37:28. It says, so he cares deeply about what is right and what is wrong. He hates all kinds of injustice. And the Bible says that God felt hurt at his heart when badness filled the world in times past, you know, in Genesis 6:5-6.
Mm-hmm.
It says, has not changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he hates to see people suffer, and people lack of knowledge is a very bad thing, you know. And when a person don't know something, then they fail to. It's like being a fool, you know what I'm saying? Like if you fail to know something, deep or being left behind because they don't know God and they're doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? And people are teaching them the wrong things, you know, just teaching them, you know, the basic principles of life of how to get ahead with money, you know, and money is teaching the kids that, you know, to be greedy, you know what I'm saying? It's like in schools, they are not teaching the kids real life situation, reality of things anymore, you know what I'm saying? They're just teaching them how to make money. You know what I'm saying? They're not teaching them respect anymore. They're not teaching them, you know, discipline or anything. You know, they took discipline out of you know.
I understand what I was saying, because.
Go ahead.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand. Like at school, like when I went to school, you had teachers. You had teachers that deal with the parents. Their basis about their children. So it comes from the house. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not teaching it at the house, how are you gonna expect them to be able to teach kids at the school something that they're not being told at the house? Because they'll listen to their parents before they'll listen to a teacher. That's why you're having a whole lot of problems in school now, because the parents are not doing – there's a whole lot of parents that are doing what they're supposed to do, but there's also a whole lot of parents that just send their kids to school to get out of their faith.
Yeah, But what you're saying is contradicting yourself. You're saying that at home they should learn the Bible, and at school they should be learning what should they learn at school? School is a place to learn. Kids spend most of the time at school.
School is a I understand what you're saying.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. If kids are spending most of their time at school, then you will want your kids to be learning something about God while they're there, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't be afraid. Maybe they should send a letter home and send some literature home and let you know first what they're going to teach your kid before they expose them to it, because you don't want them to be like we have, everybody have different religions, you know what I'm saying? So I know that's what you're saying. People teach their kids different religions, you know what I'm saying? So in schools, like what religion, you would be worried about what religion they're trying to teach your kid, not the Bible itself. You would be worried about if they're trying to teach them to be Baptist or Jehovah's Witness or Catholic.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody teach your kid every day. Little kids teach your kids every day. Their friends teach them themselves. You know what I'm saying? They hang around other people every day. So you will want somebody that's knowledgeable about the Bible to teach the kids the Bible principles. You know, somebody that's actually living the life. You know what I'm saying? Even anybody can teach the Bible if they go directly from the book. You get what I'm saying? It's what you read from it yourself that you get from it, your own understanding. You get what I'm saying? Bible is food. Mm-hmm. It's like eating. If you read something on paper, you gain your own knowledge from it, right or wrong, caller? We have on the line. Say, caller, speak. 6117, where did you all go? Okay, people are dropping calls. Okay, 7673.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, talk. Tell me a little bit about what you feel.
This is Real Talking Bible. Yeah, I've been talking. I'm listening and I'm talking.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But because I understand what
me,
I understand.
My,
what you're,
I'm sorry. Me, Lady B or Miss B, I just want to interrupt on that because I have a major problem with sending my children to school and them trying to teach them about the Bible or about literature. So many things in the Bible, because of man's own understanding, has been twisted to their own understanding. It's
exactly.
Hard for me to send my children to school and expect them to gain a whole knowledge of the Bible with them being taught by someone that has their own understanding. And they're leaning upon their own understanding, not of what the Bible is actually teaching. So, yes, as a parent, I am concerned. I wouldn't want my children to be taught. I mean, it was just on the news a couple of, weeks ago, kids were being sent home in one city in the United States with satanic books being taught about that religion because Christians thought that they can introduce the Bible into the classroom. Well, of course, other religions are going to want to send home their literature as well. That is going to open up doors to problems within your home because your child is going to want to say, well, this religion is saying this, and then this religion is saying that. It's going to confuse the minds of those babies.
It is. You're right. It is. But that's what I'm saying. So you're saying the same thing that Real Talking Bubba is saying. He's saying that he feels like because there are different religions in the world that nobody should speak about God, period. I'm just saying basic
principles. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
what I'm saying
And that's not what I'm saying either.
What I'm saying is when you instill something about the Bible, make sure you be teaching it right, not going from your own understanding. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what the Bible is about. The Bible is for God's understanding and God's laws and what he wants us to know. So that's not for a person to – anybody can't teach the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, if you're taking your own understanding, that's wrong.
This what I'm saying. They're trying to introduce the Bible to the kids. I believe they're just saying, what do you feel like?
But what Bible? What Bible?
What Bible? What Bible are they going to try to introduce?
Is it going to be the New Testament?
Is it going to be the King James? Is it going to be the ancient Roman Bible? Is it just going to be the New Testament, or is it just going to be the Old Testament? Which Bible? You know,
that's
there's so many variations of the Bible.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about the Bible. That's what I'm saying. We're talking about the truth, period. Just who God is. Let the kids know what I'm asking you all on tonight. What do you all feel like should be shared with the kids?
I feel like it's irrelevant to education.
You said you feel like it's relevant to education?
Yeah, to school. I mean, because everybody not Baptist, everybody not holiness. I mean, everybody have a different religion. So why would you introduce the Bible to school?
I think they're saying Bible principles. Like, they're trying to teach kids self-respect, you know, the basic principles, you know, self-respect, gaining a conscience, you know what I'm saying, learning to understand.
That should be going on in school anyway. You know what I'm saying? That should be going on in school anyway. They teach you not to steal. They teach you, you know what I'm saying? They teach you the basics of life, period, in school. That's the whole point of going to school. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to school.
They're supposed to teach you your ABCs, how to read, how to do different kind of activities. They're not supposed to teach you respect.
Hello?
Okay.
I have someone trying to speak, Ms. Beasley. I heard Ms. Beasley. Are you trying to speak?
Yes. Let's get something clear. School is not about them teaching them respect and about learning their life. School is about teaching them to read, to learn their numbers, to learn how to communicate with each other so that they'll have a knowledge of understanding about how to become an adult, how to be able to make a living. You go to school so you can learn how to read. You go to school so you can learn how to learn your numbers. You go out to school so that you can communicate with each other.
Hold on, Ms. Beasley. We were talking about, they were saying on Facebook and on the news, they were talking about people were saying that they feel like people should talk about the, you know, religion again in school. So we were talking on tonight about will people feel comfortable introducing that to their children? Will they feel okay with that in their own schoolhouses? And that's what we're speaking about on tonight. And we know that school is not supposed to be for that, but that's what we're talking about. We're saying, do people feel comfortable with that? Would they be willing to look outside the box and say, okay, maybe you could send a letter home and say, okay, we have, just like sex education, they have sex education at school too, and some people don't want their kids to learn about sex, so they sign a paper and say, no, I don't want my child to learn about that. But we're saying if they are willing to teach that, will people be willing to listen? Will people be able to, you know, say, okay, well, you know, so it won't be so foreign to our kids, so they can stop getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because they took, you know, God out of the Pledge of Allegiance and all that, and then they put it back in, you know. So that's what we was talking about on tonight. So go ahead, Ms. Beasley. Go ahead.
Well, first off, school wasn't intended to be the babysitter or the backup plan for parenting. You're supposed to teach your kids about God in your home.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that they did in the schools initially was that they prayed. because they wanted the kids to understand that God gives us everything. He gives us our knowledge, our skills, our abilities, our understanding. He gives us everything. So when we prayed in school before, we prayed and we came together, because a lot of times, sometimes kids, there wasn't prayer in the home. But we prayed for our food and we prayed for one another. But it's not the school's responsibility to teach kids about prayer. It's the parents' responsibility. God gave that to the parents to do. He did not give sex education to the school to do. He gave it to the parents to do.
Do you feel like that'll bring the kids closer to each other by praying in school?
It always did bring kids closer together. It was the parents who decided, because they wanted to go another way and they wanted to serve another God, that they decided that if my kid is praying, then he might serve your God and he might get some bad learning. But prayer has to start in the home. It doesn't matter if they pray in school or not. It has to start in home, because if I teach my kid to pray, my kid's going to go pray regardless of whether that teacher says it's okay or not. If I teach my kid about sex education, she's going to understand it or he's going to understand it, whether the teacher teaches them or not. The teacher's going to teach them science, and sex education becomes a part of science. But if you teach the kid in the home about prayer, about God, about that child's purpose, about what life is and what life isn't, and why it's not good to hate and to be angry, and what to do with those feelings when you have them. The teachers won't have to be the parents for the kids in the school. The kid will already have a parent at home that they can go to. That teacher just comes and teaches those children how to read and how to write and how to act and do those things, so that when they grow up, they can be a productive human being and know how to live their life. It's not for the teachers to be the substitute parents, because parents don't want to sit down with their kids and read and talk to them and pray with them and help them understand what the purpose is of God. Parents are trying to make the teachers do their jobs. That's why the teachers can't teach, because they're trying to be parents, because the parents don't want to be parents.
Exactly. The teachers already got enough to deal with.
I feel like it's mutual to raise a kid, period, anyway, so I don't feel like a teacher or anybody could teach my kid how to pray or anything. They're going to know it before they leave my household. So to each his own, but I'm saying that it shouldn't be something that's a bad thing. Prayer shouldn't be bad to nobody. God shouldn't be bad to nobody, no matter where you get it from.
We're not saying it's bad, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, like trying to put something in school that's not, that should be going on at the house first.
It started out in the schools when they came into this country.
Cause see, you brought up the Pledge of Allegiance, and all that has nothing to do with God.
Right. The teachers that taught initially, they were Christians. When they came into the schoolhouse, they taught their kids, and so they taught the kids that they were in their classroom that they should pray. They were already Christians, so that's how it came into the school. There was no law that required it to be in the school. The teachers were Christians. They were often mothers or they were fathers, and so they often just came into the classroom, and when it was time to eat lunch, you didn't have a separate lunch room. You ate in your classroom, and so the teacher would tell you to pray before you ate your meal. So it wasn't a law that required the teachers to do it. These teachers, when I grew up, a lot of them were Christians, and so they would just tell you to pray before you ate your meal. If somebody was sick, they'd tell you, well, we're going to pray for Johnny because Johnny's not feeling good, or Johnny's daddy is lost his job. And so they would just tell you to do those things. There wasn't any law about it. There wasn't a need to be a law, because most of the people in the country were Christians. When the country
started...
That's
what we're saying. So many things are breaking the law nowadays. If you pray,
there wasn't a law. That's what I'm telling you. There wasn't a law regarding that.
Nowadays there is a law, and nowadays everybody wants to sue everybody if they tell their kids the wrong. You know, nowadays everybody wants money behind everything. You know, people say, "Hey, you taught my kid the wrong thing. You said the wrong thing to my child." So
hey, I want to sue you. You know, you're a bad person because you saw my kids that. No, teach the kids whatever you know. Teach the kids it, as long as it's not against God's will. So
that's only happening because, as Tony Evans was saying today, is because this country has turned its back on God. And when we took prayer out of the schools, when we started taking the control of the kids from the parents, and Tony Evans was preaching about that, then we started going to other gods. This country is focused on money, it's focused on sex, it's focused on everything but family. And when everything started changing, then God just started getting out of the picture.
He always got that shit bad.
You say what? Excuse me? Oh, okay, that wasn't talking to you're right. Ever since they took, it's like everything is set up on money and greed and, you know, not honesty anymore. You know, nobody's sincere anymore. You know, nobody cares anymore. You know, and I feel like they're trying to just say, hey, you know, get some, gain a conscience, gain, you know, love one another. You know, it's not a bad thing to teach one another, you know, to share with one another, you know. It's okay to do those things.
I feel like
if they just say, it's okay to just say love one another because God is love, you know, then people would, you know, do something better with themselves and their kids. You know, people are not training their kids anymore, period. People just letting kids do whatever they want to do. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Hello, call us. We're still on Street Talk Live.
Yo, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. 6495, what do you feel? 3563, what do you feel? Anybody else have anything to say on that subject?
Well, I just tuned in, and I'm glad that you guys are on here having such a lively discussion about.
What
y'all
fell down here about three times the other night?
Young man.
Excuse me, I need you to put two because you're talking about, besides Free Talk, it's a call on her. We can hear you talking in your background. Could you please refrain from saying all the crazy things, please and thank you? Go ahead, Ms. Beasley.
It's just nice to hear you guys on here talking about something that I think your generation needs to talk about, because it's more important that your generation focus on putting the word back out, teaching your kids about prayer, teaching your children about God, helping your kids understand about Jesus Christ. Because you have to be careful when you say, oh, God, because there are a lot of people serving a lot of different gods. And so you have to be careful about when you say serving God, you have to name the God that you serve, because everybody doesn't serve Jesus Christ. Some people say they believe in God, and you have to ask them, which God are you serving? Because everybody doesn't serve that God. Again, as I said, I was listening to Tony Evans, and he was talking about people saying that they go to church on Sunday, but then they serve the devil on Monday. So you have to be careful when you say you're serving God. You have to say, which one are you serving? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, and do you follow these laws and commandments?
Hold on. What do you mean when you say that serving God on Sunday and serving the devil on Monday?
Well,
I don't get it.
Well, let's say you go to church. Well, he was talking about it this morning. He was talking about you go to church on Sunday and you pray and you're praising God and everything. And on Monday morning, you go back, you start cursing, you start gossiping, you start drinking, you start doing drugs, you start sleeping with men that aren't your husband, you start sleeping with women who aren't your wives, you start beating your children, you start cursing, you start drinking, you're disobedient to your parents. That's serving the devil on Monday.
But also you have just like you said, you you got people that believe Jesus is God. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus is God.
No, this Jesus is God's son.
Yes, but he's part of the Trinity.
No, Trinity is not God. Trinity is not God. Trinity is, see, people, that's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? You got people that believe Jesus. You got people that believe in the Trinity. You got people that believe in God. You know what I'm saying? The Trinity is not God. Trinity is people that believe in the Trinity. People that believe in the Trinity believe in that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is one. You know
that's what
saying?
One. Yes, and that's what it is.
God is God. God is God.
Yes, God is God, but God said that he, when you read his word, he says it's three. He calls it his God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because God
yeah,
said
God,
Son,
God,
God,
see,
God
is God is God. Jesus is God's Son, and the Holy Spirit is
yeah.
God's force. So those are not one. Those are not one. You can't worship
Jesus. Hold on, y'all. I learned that those are three different entities that go
yeah.
into one person.
And that one
yeah.
God. And that person, one person is
God.
The God. Thank
so
you.
So you can't worship. You can't worship Jesus and say you're worshiping God, because that's not right. You're only supposed to worship
that's
God.
That's wrong.
You have to go through Jesus to
you
get
pray,
to God.
You pray in Jesus' name. You pray in Jesus' name. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? To God.
Yes, and God is his Father. And the
yes, but you're not, you know what I'm saying? That's where your understanding got to be, that you're not worshiping Jesus. You're worshiping
no,
God.
You worship God.
Yeah.
But you believe
we
in Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God. And the Holy Spirit comes down to indwell in us.
That's God's force.
And to abide, yes. That's all
yeah,
the truth.
They're not one.
Hold on, y'all. Just a second. It's not about arguing over who is who.
No, we're not arguing.
We're having a good discussion. That's what we're supposed to do.
We all understand that there's Jesus, there's the Father, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit. We all understand that. And we all understand that people have different religions. And that's what I'm saying. That's what we were talking about on tonight. People would get into a problem when you introduce it into the schoolhouse because people have different religions. That's what I'm saying. So
that's not a different religion. That's a discussion on what we believe it is. That's not a different religion. We're talking about
it's a different variation of the religion.
Right, but we're talking about the same person. We're talking about Jesus Christ. We're not talking about a different religion. We're talking about having faith in Jesus Christ. We're talking about worshiping, serving, not one and true God. That's not a different religion. That's just we're talking about how he understands it and how I understand it. But we both still talking about loving.
I'm gonna have my faith is over God because he's the mighty high. You're gonna go through Jesus Christ in order to get to him. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, nobody's teaching the kids these things. Nobody's teaching them this. And that's what I'm talking about on tonight. What if nobody is teaching the kids this in their home in order to get to the, you know, they go to schools and they act up at the schoolhouses and nobody's teaching them these things at home. And that's a bad thing that they're not learning these things at home. So this is what we're talking about. If we can introduce this, you know, at school, like just like now, on tonight, we're all talking about it, but the kids do not know about it. You know, it's a secret to the kids.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? It's a secret to the kids. The kids don't know about it. The grown people get the kids up, make them go to church. So by the time the kids get old, they don't go to church. They stray away from the church because it's a hard time getting up going to the churches on Sunday mornings, you know, making them go. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it a hard thing to make them go?
They don't want to be there.
Why?
A lot of kids don't want to be at church. I don't know why. That's why I'm saying we need to reach out to our kids to see
because they have
why
the distraction of the world.
What'd you say?
Because they have the distraction of this world.
Right.
Yeah,
game.
The world thing. The PlayStation, the going to the skating rings, the going to the
rapper
friend's house, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, you know. Nobody's inside the house saying, hey, today, you know, today we should learn about God every day, not just on Sunday, you know what I'm saying, not just on Wednesday night, you know what I'm saying. Every day somebody should talk about Jehovah God, talk about Jesus, should tell the kids about the ransom, you know. Every day somebody should talk to the kids about it.
But that's for the parents to do. That's not for somebody to do. That's for the parents to have Bible study in their home with their kids, to teach their kids about prayer, teach their kids what the Bible says about, teach the kids why they're here, what their purpose of life is. That's for the parents to do. The parents have to take the lead. Nobody can take the lead before the parent.
That's what I'm saying, but if it goes to the schools, why are we as parents saying that it's a bad thing? If we want them to learn it at home, they shouldn't be pouring to it at school either. They should take God everywhere that they go.
But they have to talk at home. If you put it in a child's heart, he'll take it everywhere he goes. But the parent has to put it in the child's heart. You can't sit up and read the Bible and don't read it to the kid. When you open your Bible, you give him a Bible and say, now we're going to read this. You read to me and I'll read to you. What did you understand? I'll tell you what I understand. It's got to start with the parent. It doesn't matter what they do in the school because the kid's going to have it in his heart.
Okay, but did you hear what you just said? He has to start at home, but where does it finish at? They have to take it
home.
Everywhere they go.
He goes to the church and it finishes at the home. The parent has to take the lead because that's your child.
We're not saying force it on schools. We're saying if it goes inside the schoolhouse, is there going to be a distraction? You know, they have extra time in school to learn about all these other things. Why can't they learn about the Heavenly Father and what God is and how to love and how to understand it? Because they're having sex at school. They're having babies at school. People are getting pregnant at school. They're doing all kinds of stuff at school. Why can't they get the Holy Spirit at school? Why can't they gain knowledge about God, the Heavenly Father, at school?
When I went to school in the 50s, they didn't teach us about God in school. The only thing that we did in the school was that we prayed. We prayed at our mealtime, and we prayed if the teacher saw us in need. But the only time we usually prayed was at mealtime. And that wasn't every class. They didn't teach about the Bible in there. Not in the 50s and 60s, they didn't.
They're not even praying at mealtime anymore. They're not saying a prayer at mealtime anymore at school.
But if you teach your child about prayer at home, then when he goes to school, when it's time for him to eat, he's going to pray whether nobody else prays or not.
Listen to me. At school, if they have something on TV that they're showing that has God in it, people are taking their kids away from it. They're saying they're sending letters out in big mans to see, like, they're wasting paper. They're wasting time saying, hey, can I teach this to your kid? When they should just go ahead and just do it. If it's not harming a person, if it's not teaching them anything wrong, if your kid is learning at home the values of God and know what God is at home, when they go to school, if they feel like what they're teaching them about the Bible at school is wrong, then they should just say, okay, I prefer not to listen to this. Or they should already know that, hey, what they're teaching me is not what I believe it about at home, but it shouldn't be foreign to them. It should not be foreign to them to listen. You get what I'm saying? When kids are raised up in a certain religion, they stick to that religion. When they get older, they meet friends and see what their friends are doing. They stray away And then that makes them go away from their families and stuff, and they feel like you left me out. You did not allow me to know that that religion was out there. As long as it's not worshiping an idol god, I feel like it should be okay for them to say, yes, Jesus is real, and that's it. That's all. We have 6 minutes left. Would you all like to say anything else? Hello, Street Talk listeners. Are my callers gone?
No. So, in the end, just like we just had this conversation over the phone, when you put the Bible or whoever that is going to be teaching these children about God and about Jesus and about, you know, what happened on this earth and what's going to happen, but different people will have their own variations because they have different religions. Would that be okay to have an atheist day or a Baptist day, a Christian day, a Buddhist day, opening up the doors to too many things that you should not want your children around or to listen to if it's not the truth and if it's not serving the Most High God, which is Jehovah?
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm telling you is that if they send a letter home and say, hey, we're learning about God today, we're learning about what God really is, we're learning about what the truth is, we're learning about God is love, we're learning about serenity, we're learning about respect, we're learning about, you know, things of that nature, would it be bad? Not about go and blow up something and make, you know, get in cults and stuff like that. We're not trying to expose them to that. But if they do, if they go out and see
it,
it
would
in real,
open a
real,
door. That's the thing about it. It would open a door to it.
Right. Well, she's saying that if
because
you open
just like
the
you
door.
Because just like you stated, the parents are going to come to the school and say, well, hey, That's not what my family believe in. So you need to change this. That is going to cause, which is already happening already, conflict in the schoolhouse, having Christians or whoever, whatever the religion, in the school, which has already been prophesied about.
Well, you don't want them. We just want only thing the Christians are asking that prayer be allowed in the schools, not being taught in the schools, be allowed that a kid chooses to pray, he's allowed
to pray.
Not being taught
the religion.
No, we don't want them teaching religion because if you say that you can teach religion, then they're going to bring Islam in, they're going to bring Buddhists in, they're going to bring Catholicism in, they're going to bring all religions in.
None of that.
They're saying merely can they bring prayer back in.
But it's going to open the door to bring all the rest of that in.
We don't
That's
need
what you
them
don't
to
understand.
Teach.
You
we
have
don't...
to look past of what is going on right now. Right now is just the door to what's going to happen in the future as far as them trying to throw on other religions on these kids. It's not just prayer. Yeah. Who are you praying to? You, like you said, there are many gods. There are many forms of God, money, sex, power, you know, a golden cross,
Virgin
Mary. There are different versions of God.
I don't believe in crosses. Right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. We don't want them to do that. We just want to allow them.
But they will take it there.
Yeah.
We're not trying to symbolism. We're not trying to teach them to go symbolic. We're trying to teach them about merely God himself, Jehovah, love,
but you can't just bring the word God into a classroom without other people bringing in their God in there. So I agree with the young lady she said about prayer, but that's the only thing we can allow them to. That's the only thing we can ask for is to allow your son, if he chooses to pray, that he's allowed to pray. But we don't want them to teach the kids anything like that, because you open up too many doors. I agree with the young lady. We just want our kids to be allowed to pray if they so choose to.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want teachers teaching nothing, not about prayer, because this teacher may be a Muslim,
yeah.
And they're going to teach about.
I just got through doing some research. Now that's just like far as like Black history in schools right now. They're not teaching the whole thing about Black history. So what makes you think they're gonna teach the whole thing about God?
Right. They're not.
That's what I'm saying. That we've had a very
they're teaching all races of kids right now that they started in Black started in slavery. You know what I'm saying? Black people
hold on, Bubba, you get ready to go deep. We only have 90 seconds left. I would like to tell you all I appreciate you all for we have 1 minute left. I appreciate
you
all talking tonight.
Your show will go into recording should you go over.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. I would like to tell you all thank you for College Street Talking tonight. And you all make sure you all call back on next Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Thank you all for College Street Talk. Thank you all, callers. And I love you all. And have a nice night.
Thank you. Great discussion. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We have 1 minute left. Can you pray us out, Ms. Beasley?
Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you for these young people on the line tonight talking about your word. And, Lord, we pray as we come together one by one, asking that you work in all of us, Lord, and help us to spread your word to our children and help us through your word, Lord, to teach someone the good news about Jesus Christ. In all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys.
Amen.
Good evening.
For College Street Talk. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.